It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, and Bellingham American Legion Post 441. Three great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. And how you doing, Josh?
Good. That's the most sun I've seen for a few days.
Yeah, right. Got a little rainy last night, but at least that snow they were predicting for us over the weekend didn't materialize.
Here, yeah, I got a friend down in Sioux Falls, and he's like, you're going to get 2 to 4 inches. I just have a feeling that you're going to get some snow. And
he got some snow.
He got, better him than
some
me.
Some places got like 10 inches or something, but it's slushy, wet, and it's probably gone by now. So
nasty stuff.
Nothing here. That's good. I was out working in the yard.
I do. I thatched my yard, so it doesn't look pretty, but all the dead stuff is above the live stuff.
I did some raking and some bagging, even a little mowing. Now it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I borrowed a thatcher from my dad, and I don't have a riding mower to pull it with, so I pulled it with my four-wheeler.
There you go. Well, I got to thank my neighbor, Don. He did some work on my part of my yard, so I got out of it.
Oh, that's nice.
I jokingly motioned for him to come over and do it, and he actually did it. So.
Oh.
But he stopped at a certain point. Like, he could have kept going. I'll have to talk to him. Buy him a Mountain Dew or something.
Tank of gas for
Sundrop
or something.
Sundrop. Yeah, he'll like that. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's salute a veteran here today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 5 Conrad Howard Eggbaum. Conrad was born on June 10th, 1916 in Lackawanna County and passed away on March 24th, 1983. He entered active duty at Fort Snelling in the United States Army on March 6th, 1942 and was honorably discharged a little over 3.5 years later on December 21st, 1945 at Camp McCoy, Wisconsin. He was with the 912th Company of the Aviation Depot. He spent 3 years, 3 months, and 9 days at overseas foreign service. Some battles and campaigns he participated in were in Papua New Guinea. And some medals and ribbons he earned were the Good Conduct Medal, Distinguished Unit Citation, the American Theater Service Medal, Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal, 6 overseas service bars. So we thank you, Conrad, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
And salute to the vets.
Absolutely.
Every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Especially in my office.
That's right. All right, well, we're going to talk about some VA improvements to the veteran community care under the Mission Act, which is on track for June 6th implementation. Fill us in.
Yeah, a press release came out last week on the 22nd discussing changes that will be implemented in the near future for veterans who seek local care through the Department of Veterans Affairs. As a one-year anniversary of President Trump's signing of the VA Mission Act, which is short for Maintaining Internal Systems and Strengthening Integrated Outside Networks, Act of 2018, it approaches on June 6th. The Department of Veterans Affairs is making significant strides in implementing major improvements to community care for veterans. This Mission Act will strengthen VA's healthcare system by improving both aspects of care delivery and empowering veterans to find the balance in the system that's right for them. A key aspect of the Mission Act is a consolidation of VA's community care programs. There's a number of those that are out there, and hopefully this will simplify it, which will make community care work better for veterans and their families, providers, and VA employees. When this transition is complete, the following will occur. Number one, veterans will have more options for community care. Two, eligibility criteria for community care will be expanded, including new access standards. Three, scheduling appointments will be easier and care coordination between VA and community providers will be better. Four, eligible veterans will have access to a network of walk-in and urgent care facilities for minor injuries and illnesses. Four good things here that will hopefully simplify things for guys like me that do all the paperwork.
We like to make things a little easier for you.
Well, there was this rule in the military. Well, it's pretty common, called the KISS rule.
Keep it simple, stupid.
That's right.
That's right.
Or keep it super simple for those
Whatever.
That don't like to be called
stupid. If you don't like being called stupid, it doesn't bother me. I mean, I have my moments. Okay.
No, we all have our moments. VA has also been working closely with community providers to ensure veterans have a positive experience when receiving community care. As an example, VA has developed education and training materials to help community providers understand some of the unique challenges veterans can face. Going forward, community care will be easier to use, and veterans will remain at the center of their VA healthcare decisions. In addition to information VA has made available digitally, veterans enrolled in VA healthcare can expect to receive a letter in the mail providing details on where to go for more information. To go somewhere for more information, you can contact our office and, of course, the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And that number would be?
1-888-LINK-VET. 1-888. Do you know the
Link
numbers?
VET. Yeah. That's LINKVET.
546-5838.
I tried to cheat, but...
on the website, minnesotaveteran.org.
All right.
And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Unfortunately, it's still green. And
it's
not
greening
white.
Up.
That's it is.
Sunshiny
yes.
level of the garden level of the courthouse.
And I think we're into the spring and summer season now, hopefully, after
well,
the end
spring's
of
been officially here since,
yeah.
what, March
well,
20th?
Well, yeah.
Well, now it feels like spring.
It
and
does.
Looks like spring, and... you can reach us by phone at 598-3445 or open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Fridays.
All right. Sounds good. Well, appreciate the info, and we'll be looking forward to chatting again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656. Bellingham American Legion Post 441 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.